A nationwide general strike will take place in Israel today in protest at Benjamin Netanyahu's failure to secure the release of over 100 people who were taken hostage by Hamas last October. The bodies of six hostages were recovered over the weekend by Israeli soldiers, reportedly from an underground tunnel in the Rafah area of southern Gaza. The Israeli Defence Forces said they had all been shot. The discovery triggered some of the biggest protests seen in Israel in decades, with people, including this man, accusing Mr. Netanyahu personally of both enabling the hostages to be captured and failing to save the remaining ones.
We are here to protest against the Israeli government that is making wrong decisions. This country was built on some core values. One of them is strictly that the government of Israel will do everything in its power to bring back hostages and soldiers from captivity wherever they are. And this government, because of political reasons and for the right extreme coalition of Netanyahu, is breaking those values, and this is the core of the existence of our country. No values, no country. That's why we're here, to save the country, to bring back the hostages.
Well, Gil Dickman leads a group who have family members who are being held hostage by Hamas since last October. His cousin Carmel Gatt was one of the bodies found at the weekend, and speaking to the BBC this morning, he too blamed the Israeli Prime Minister.
From what we understand, they were all shot and just executed. And for us, it's just the most devastating thing. We said that was going to happen. We warned that that was a possibility. And I was talking about this all the time, that their lives are at risk at all times. But saying this, I did not really believe that it was going to be my own cousin who's going to be executed like this. And it's our worst nightmare coming true. The large majority of Israelis are asking for a ceasefire that will get the hostages home. That's what we believe. But we have a government right now who actually decided that they're willing to continue the war, to keep on fighting, even if it means that hostages will die and will be murdered in captivity. And I see my government and Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, as responsible for the death of the hostages, of these hostages, and for the death of next hostages. And he's responsible for the fact that they were kidnapped because he was prime minister at the time. And he's responsible if they get killed.
That's Gil Dickman there, whose cousin was one of the bodies found at the weekend in Rafah. We are joined now by Gideon Levy, Israeli journalist and columnist with Haaretz newspaper. Gideon Levy, thank you very much for joining us. Some of the biggest protests, as we've been saying, across Israel for decades. Could you describe what has been witnessed across the country?
Yes, the sorrow and the pain changed yesterday into a big demonstration of anger and frustration. Israelis went to the streets because they realized that the policy of this government leads to exactly what we saw over the weekend, killing another six hostages, while the government is claiming for months and months now that only the military pressure will bring to release the hostages. And yesterday we got the proof over the weekend that the military pressure is the best way to bring their deaths and not to release them.
It's interesting too, though, that people there on the protest blame Benjamin Netanyahu for what took place last October as well. Hamas obviously did the invading, the killing, the capturing, but they blame Benjamin Netanyahu for enabling that to happen.
Very rightly so. Benjamin Netanyahu is responsible to the security of the people of Israel, not Hamas. The government and the army, that's their duty in any state, to take care of its own citizens. And they betrayed this mission. And what happened in the fiasco of the 7th was not just, you know, a small incident. Hundreds and thousands of Palestinians over motorcycles and bicycles crossed the border, which cost billions of dollars, with all kinds of barriers and technological, the most sophisticated technological devices. And all this collapsed vis-a-vis a group of motorcycle drivers. someone has to be responsible for this, and the anger and the frustration is only toward the Israeli government, because in this treatment between a citizen and its state, the state is supposed to take care of the citizen's security, not the enemy.
It will soon be a year since all of this happened and the horrors then that unfolded afterwards and have been taking place for the last 11 months. Is there any hope for the remaining hostages? We think there are around 101, but that is very difficult to confirm.
Now, 101 is a very, very, very optimistic appreciation, because we know that dozens of them are not alive anymore. But there are still, hopefully, some dozens who are alive, and it depends very much on the protest movement. If it was yesterday only a one-day show, then Netanyahu will continue with his policy, and he believes that he cannot go for a deal and cannot stop this war. That's his belief for his own reasons. It might be cynical political reasons, personal reasons. It might also be his ideology, by the way. But it doesn't matter. He does not believe that this war should end now. If this is the case, if yesterday's protest was a one-day show, then he will continue with his policy. If this will gain momentum now, which I doubt. But if it will gain momentum, there will be a point in which Netanyahu will have to be more sensitive and to listen to the voice of the people.
The general strike today, will that attract widespread support?
No, it's only for one day right now, and it's more symbolic than real. I mean, life in Israel goes on today. So the airport is closed for today for 2 hours, and some municipalities closed down, but it has more of a symbolic meaning than a real economical or political value. And again, if it will be only one day, he can ignore it. Because by the end of the day, you should know that the protesters are not Netanyahu's political basis. And his political basis supports him. Whatever he do, they will always, whatever he does, they will always support him blindly and automatically. And this camp is still solid.
And are they the majority in the country, or are the protesters? How does it break down?
In the polls, Netanyahu is improving, I must tell you, and he becomes slowly but surely again leading the biggest party and the most popular Israeli politician right now in all the polls. What will be on day of elections, I don't know, because nobody knows when will the elections take place. But roughly speaking, I would say it's half and half.
Thank you very much for talking to us this morning. That's Gideon Levy there, Israeli journalist and columnist with Haaretz newspaper.